Welcome to Singer Leewek's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Leewek from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters.
Hi, everyone. I am Alberta Nizzoli, audit partner at Singer Leewek in our Los Angeles office. And I am here with Amanda Schlenk, who is also an audit partner in our Los Angeles office. Thank you so much for joining us today for our podcast on some changes you will see in the auditor's report for public companies. We will be talking about critical auditing matters, or CAMs. So some companies have already been impacted by this, and for others, they will be impacted now. And historically, audit reports have largely been templated. And while the new reporting model will still have the same information, the changes will result in more entity-specific information to be included in the audit reports. With that, Amanda, how about we start? So what is the new audit reporting model, and what is the objective of the change?
So in June of 2017, the PCAOB revised the auditing standard that relates to the auditor's report on the audit of financial statements. And that revised auditing standard now requires auditors to communicate critical audit matters, or CAMs, in their reports on audits of financial statements. This new requirement is probably the most substantial change to auditor reporting in recent times, and it will have a significant impact on not only auditors, but the companies in which they audit. Previously, the audit report provided minimal insight into the audit process. The main goal of the change is to now provide more information and transparency to both stakeholders and other users of the financial statements on complex audit procedures related to material or high-risk accounts. Ultimately, the hope is to make the audit report more relevant and useful. And as far as effective dates, large accelerated filers have already adopted this for fiscal years ending on or after June 30th, 2019. And for all other public companies to which this requirement will apply, their 10K that will be filed for the year ended December 31st, 2020 will be the first audit report that will require CAMs to be included.
Okay, great. That's good to know. So what is a critical audit matter?
A critical audit matter, also known as CAMS, is defined as any matter arising from the audit of the financial statements that was communicated or required to be communicated to the audit committee and also meet two other requirements. One being it relates to accounts or disclosures that are material to the financial statements and also involved especially challenging, subjective, or complex auditor judgment. And when determining whether a matter meets those requirements, there's quite a bit of assessment that needs to be done by the auditor. One thing to note, though, is not every significant risk identified by the auditor will involve challenging, subjective, or complex judgment, and thus may not result in a CAM disclosure. Also, companies in the same industry, while they may have similar CAM disclosures, the ultimate determination of CAMs for a specific company will be more influenced by the unique processes and controls of that company, more so than the industry itself. Also, another thing to keep in mind is companies are changing every year, and it's important that CAMs are evaluated each year as well. In some situations, the CAMs will be the same every year, or it may change year over year based on the risk of material misstatement identified by the auditor.
Okay. And are CAMs and a company's disclosures regarding critical accounting estimates the same thing?
So there is some overlap between critical accounting estimates and CAMs, but they are not the same thing. Certain critical accounting estimates may be the subject of CAMs, but not all critical accounting estimates would be CAMs. And the basis of the determination of a CAM is much broader than a critical accounting estimate. So it's really important that the auditor determines the matters that are CAMs and not necessarily classified as critical accounting estimates as well.
Okay. And how will the adoption of the CAMS auditing standard impact audit opinions and companies?
So the communication of CAMS in the auditor's report will include public disclosure of information that has never been previously required or released in an audit report. The reporting does not change the auditor's opinion, so that's important to note. But as mentioned, the CAMS does provide additional insight into the audit issues. And there is not a standard format that is required for CAMS to be disclosed in the audit reports, but there are four main items that should be included, with the first one being the identification of the CAM, the second one being a description of the principal considerations that led the auditor to determine the matter was a CAM. Third is a description of how the CAM was addressed in the audit. And lastly, reference to the relevant financial statement account or disclosures within the financial statements as well. And with any pervasive change, management and the audit committee should have discussions with the auditors early on to ensure they understand the CAM matters that the auditors are expected to report. Management and the audit committee should further review the disclosures to help determine if any disclosures within their 10K may need to be adjusted to ensure that the 10K and the CAMs are complete and consistent with one another. So it really is important for there to be an open dialogue between the auditor and those charged with governance to help ensure that there is an effective transition for the required CAM disclosures. And that'll hopefully help minimize any surprises when the ultimate reporting of the CAMs are included in the audit report.
Okay, so for large accelerated filers, you had previously said that CAMs are already effective. So for audit reports for large accelerated filings, what has been the most common critical audit matters included?
So there is a number of 10Ks that are available for reference for the large accelerated filers. And after reviewing those, it does appear as if goodwill and intangible assets, revenue and income taxes are ones that are seen throughout those 10Ks. It also appears as if auditors are providing cross-referencing in the audit reports to the notes, the financial statements that are related to the CAMs. And in general, the auditors appear to also be detailing disclosures of CAMs to provide helpful insight into the audit approach, which again is new information that has not been previously made public within the financial statements.
Thank you, Amanda, for joining us today to talk about CAMs. If anyone would like to get in touch with Amanda, her email is aschlank@singerlewack.com, and that information will also be posted below. Thank you again for joining us today.